Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Yes, no. I'm playing with that toy, and it's never going to stop.
I waited 15 minutes for him just to cue it up. Everybody, where is it on my phone? God, friend, did I put it here?
I don't sound like, you know what I
you
do
did.
Sound like my father when I'm confused.
When you're confused, you're looking for something. You sounded like, if you just had little round glasses, it would be like I was looking in a mirror.
This is not a day, UK.
Is that why you don't want reading glasses? Because you don't want to look like your father?
Yeah, that's part of it. That
this
and the
is 90 Day UK.
The existential dread of getting older.
Yeah. We're back on season 2, episode 2,
season
y'all.
Season 2, episode 2.
What's this called, Poodle?
Is she a Tindler swindler?
Whoa, wait, you got a swindler. Ooh, that's the only type, that's the only people I know. I don't feel like swindler is a common word in American vernacular.
Well, they used it for, there was a documentary called The Tender Swindler, and that's where it comes from.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they said that. Well, look at that.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to tell you that. But no, yeah, I think it may be more popular in the UK. He swindled me. It does.
Swindle.
It does feel like, it does like it's more, because they have so many more words for things, so many adjectives for things. So
that's a nice way of saying they have a much better vocabulary than we do.
No, that's established. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just can say things like vibes.
It's true. When I watch The Crown, I have to look up. I'm like, what does that mean? I don't know.
I feel really embarrassed to say this. I've only watched 4 episodes of The Crown. And people say, how can you live on this earth and be the way you are and have not seen The Crown?
That's judgmental. I will say, though, you have failed your creative self and your soulful artist self. Yes.
Yeah, well, I feel bad about it. So I watched it
in recovery.
It is something that I want to do. It's something
it
that
is. Wonderful. I've been texting with Sissies about it on Instagram. We've been talking about it. But it's...
Didn't we talk about boundaries?
No, I don't know what you mean. Because I caught up on... Well, first of all, I caught up on Ted Lasso, and I finished... I burned that. I watched that with my mother when she was here. Loved it.
I'm just zero interested in it. And that's, I know, and I'm not being snobby about it. I have zero interest. And I heard people say it's wonderful.
I watched it because I wanted to watch it and for research purposes. So
What are you researching?
For shit we're working on that we're not allowed to talk about yet. Take the fucking hint for our own shit.
Oh, what? But that show is completely different than what we're talking about.
You don't get it. So I watched that, and then I watched Shrinking, which I loved even more than Ted Lasso.
That I want to watch. Yeah.
I loved it. But The Crown, I don't give a shit about the world. I don't care who's fucking who, what's wearing a crown, who's getting whatever, who's getting, I don't care. But it is the gold standard of production. Like the acting, like sometimes I'll rewind it just to watch a shot that they did. I've never on the show. Maybe Game of Thrones had literally rewatched the camera shot. I look like a walking Picasso. Yeah,
like your ears in the middle of your face.
But a young one, so I'll take it. All right. So if you want to message me about The Crown, that's fine. I just started season 5. It's going to take a little bit because I watch it with my neighbor. Don't spoil it for me. 1 through 4, bring it on.
I'm going to say this now. I understand the idea of saving shows for people. I'm over it. It's 2023. I'm over it. I had to talk to a certain person in my life that I could not do that. I'm over it. It is a big commitment. There are too many shows.
I don't think I would do it in a relationship again. There was too many shows. And I would wait. It was like 7 months before I watched, what's it called? The one where the kids are all kids, like Lost Boys walking around in the Upside Down. Stranger Things. Yes. I'd wait 7 months for that show after it aired.
Why?
Well, because we broke up. I was like, I'm not waiting for your ass anymore.
Oh, you had to wait for him to watch. You were waiting for him.
Yeah, and he never did. It was this and schedules. And finally, so I agree. I support this. I can't believe I say this, but I stand on the poodle platform.
I'm going to say this now. It is okay for you to say to a friend or your husband or your child.
Your children, yes. Your mother.
You know what? I'm not saving shows for people anymore.
It's okay. You don't have to, y'all. You've got shows to watch.
If you love to do it, great. But if you're sitting there going, God, I really want to catch up on Yellow Jackets, but I have to wait for my best friend to watch it. And she's going through a fucking custody battle
right now.
Something.
Or she's doing this PTA organizer, or some of you are probably still out there going, I'm still waiting to see the finale of Desperate Housewives, and I'm just waiting on Carrie.
Did they ever get off the island on Lost?
Don't know. You're just waiting.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
It is okay to put yourself first, and you watch every fucking episode of The Wire whenever you want to. I'm saying that now. It is okay to say no. We're in a fucking epidemic of show saving.
We are.
There are some shows like Garbage Reality. I understand why you want to say that, because it's more fun to make fun of it. But like scripted shows I'm just like, peace be your journey. Let someone else, they can watch it later.
It's fine.
I'm
telling
you.
Talk about it.
Yes. Anyway, let's move on. That was on my heart today. I was just sick of it. I heard something about the airport. Yeah, I have to wait to watch because I'm watching Casa de las Flores. Because it's such a telenovela from Netflix that I was told to watch. It is delicious. It was great plain work. It's wonderful. It's like a telenovela. It's very gay.
There's never usually something that you suggest to watch that's very not gay.
I think they're gay themed and gay interest, but there doesn't have to be gay sex. Although in this one there is.
Well, great.
And they're hot.
Y'all, we didn't have gay sex, but we did have a wonderful conversation. Close. We had a wonderful conversation with Emily Sussman at She Pivots. So we just want to remind you to check out.
We probably talked about gay sex if it's Emily Sussman.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Emily Sussman, she hosts this podcast, She Pivots, which literally, y'all, we've said this before, she interviewed the actual vice president. I mean, she's interviewed mega
really important
women.
People.
and then who else, Poodle?
Us.
Don't know how that happened, but it did. But she was the girl at the camp we worked at that if she found one of those girls who even had a little bit of her wanted to be a lesbian, she was going to be so fucking supportive of that in like the early 2000s. She was like, you munch that box. You do what you need to do.
She also grew up very confused about men because she grew up at that arts camp where all the more important men in her life were gay. So as a young girl, she was very confused.
She's like, do I like that?
Do I like that guy? Do I want to have a crush on him? And all the other campers would go, really?
Yeah. Be careful, y'all. Don't raise your daughters exclusively around gay men. Cause well, you know what? I retract that. Do it. Who needs to be around a bunch of straight guys?
I think as long as you explain to your daughter.
You say, Caroline, now listen. I know Tyler does this, but one day your husband, Chris, is not going to rub your feet for an hour and give you a pedicure. He's just going to want to put his balls on your face, and they're going to smell.
They're not going to want to talk about and just like that.
No, Caroline, not going to want to talk about that. I'm sorry. And Caroline, they're not going to listen.
No, they're not going to listen.
They're not going to listen. They're going to be just like, well, never mind. That's on Before the 90 Day. I already watched that, so I don't want to give away a spoiler. Okay.
Good
anything
idea.
Else we need to bring up?
I think that's it. Let's get into it.
Let's jump into
it.
Let's talk about Michael and we call it Marcy. We spell it Mercy.
Mousy. Yes. King of the Chabs and Mercy. This is, we did find at the very end, James has shown him a post. I can't remember if the one with the man bun is James or the other one. I don't think it matters.
I wrote James for the friend who's talking to him now.
But then I thought there was another friend, and there was James. Maybe there's two James.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Bet there's a lot of James in Britain.
This show doesn't do a good job of labeling. You know, I shouldn't say that. I don't think they care about it. It's much more action-driven.
They did not label the shopkeeper from the lingerie store.
They should have.
So,
y'all, James is, or other name, very confused, very concerned about him swindling, because there's been a post about her swindling lots of men. And they've been dating for a year. And the problem is, he's already paid for the wedding. And they're getting married in a few weeks. And he's calling Marcy and basically saying, and she's like, why are you so serious? What's going on?
You're
so jokey normally.
I'm so serious.
And I'm like, you got some splaining to do, Lucy. And she's like, what? What the fuck's going on?
What do you think of? So he sends her the screenshot that his friend James sent for him, where it literally says, Mercy to swindle. What did you think of her reaction?
That's not me. I mean, someone's using my picture. I got to say, this is straight from the book of Poodle. You deny. And because you know what? Like George Costanza in Seinfeld says, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Marcy believes it.
I think one of the, it's like, if.
Did you believe her?
I did not. But now that I've seen a couple more episodes, I'm not sure where I fall. However, it's kind of like, what is it? The greatest feat that the devil ever did was prove he didn't exist. This is Matt Sharp. You never heard that?
No.
Oh, it's in like lots of things. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to prove he doesn't, was convincing people he doesn't exist.
That sounds like something Misha and Nicola would like.
Never mind. God, I just wish I could give you a handbook for my references. But anyway, I feel like Matt Sharp literally said, y'all, you watch this shit. By the end, I'm going to fool you so much that Mercy was the one, and he was conning her the whole time. That's where I am.
Possibly, you know, she did get, though, really angry really quick when she, because she was like, when he showed her that, like, there was no sympathy for why she just immediately said, fuck this bullshit. Fuck you. And,
well,
I'm not proving shit. Fuck off.
And later on, he's like, you want to see my ID? And he's like, well, and he's like, get your passport out. The thing about it I wrote down is she never showed him her passport.
Y'all,
she went by a different name.
And she went by a different name. And then she immediately just says, babe, you can't trust this shit. She went into the whole, people are trying to tear us down. People are trying to destroy. It's us against the world bullshit.
Although she is correct. She's like, if that was me, I could have swindled you a long time ago.
But wouldn't I have asked you? Y'all, it literally was like out of a movie script of what someone who's caught says.
Yeah.
Like I still am team swindler. I think she's lying.
But then she convinces him and he apologizes. And later on, he's meeting the other James.
I think it both are James. I'm going to just say they are.
Or Liam.
Yeah,
or Alfie. And we find out more about the dowry. Now, y'all, we have been through dowry times before, and Americans do not understand dowry.
We had a sissy message us about it.
Yes. It is definitely a tribal practice, an older practice that Americans have no clue about. In fact,
Poodle
used to be a thing.
Trying to reinstate it with each of his new husbands, and it hasn't taken yet.
God, I have been working for years, and they just don't get it.
They don't get it.
I keep saying,
I'm sorry,
this is to pay my parents back for raising me, for raising such a wonderful person, and they just don't hear it.
Or your mother just deserves money. What she did put up with.
Well, they're never getting the money if I ever get a dowry.
Oh, okay. What?
Fuck that.
So we've had, of course, I don't remember any of their names. Who have we had in past 90 Day where
Benjamin
they had
a dowry? Benjamin and
Akini. Thank you. That's
the bride price.
Oh, God. You guys, if you haven't watched the episode where Benjamin has to go to Akini's family's home to talk about the dowry and that he doesn't have enough money to pay for said dowry, it's one of the best, funniest things I've ever seen on this show.
And he's sweating like he's just eaten 11 habanero peppers. And his father, dressed in a suit, looks like Candyman.
He does look like
Candyman. Her father looks like Candyman.
I feel like we...
terrifying individual.
David and Annie had a dowry as well, didn't they?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So this is not the first time. It is a traditional practice. It's just not heard of. It used to be an American cultural thing that we got from the British. But obviously the British haven't done it in a long time, especially this person who is from Essex.
Yes.
And... It's just not something that's done. And I think Sissy told us that a lot of times this is for the brides to have, not necessarily for the family. Sometimes they actually give it to the bride, to start off their life with. But we just kind of accept it as when someone says, oh, it's a dowry. I'm just like, yeah, that's a traditional thing that happens. That's a marriage custom. And
shouldn't you get used to from watching 90 Day Fiancé?
And so it's 15
You're going to Turkey to get your face removed?
Sure. Sure. 48 goats, 3 bags of maize, some sugar cane, a mattress, and which is basically, he said 5,000 altogether. I'm pretty sure that's pounds.
He says squid, but isn't that the same? Or quid. Isn't that the same
as
pounds? Just another
guy. I believe so. I don't know what's
it's
a
pounds
quid.
Now because it's not euros, right?
They still use pounds. Yeah, the Brits never switched.
Is quid is a slang expression for the British pound.
Pound, so yeah. Just quid, 30 quid.
A quid equals 100 pence.
Yeah. So they're buying, he's
oh,
buying
the nickname
ring.
May stem from the Latin phrase quid pro quo, which means something for something. There you go, everybody.
Thank you for telling us what quid pro quo means.
You're welcome. Something for something. You know what I want? I want a quid pro ho. That's what I want. Something
that's
for
everything.
There goes quid pro ho.
Hey, boys, you got to pay for it.
Quid pro ho.
That was back when you couldn't take a card reader, so you really had to work for it. Poodle had change in his pockets all the time.
I had to go. Hold on, let me get my change bag.
He just ching, wore ching.
Or yes. Those belts they wear at Sonic. Hold on. Here's $3.50 back.
Thank you. Oh, a tip.
Tip would have been nice. Although I said it's a $10 blowjob.
$10 blowjob. Remember when we said this is going to be a short show?
Yeah, we're already fucked it up. So, y'all, we're only saying that because don't feel sorry for us, because it's a good problem to have. They really fucking raw dogged us this week, and we're just a little overwhelmed at the level of content. So
we are.
We don't want it to become hard for our. We don't want it ever to become not fun.
You know what I will say? Catch me at the end of the week, y'all. But right now, I'm still having fun talking to you about it. But it's a lot to watch it all.
That's the other part of it. It is so much to watch.
Hashtag no one gives a shit. We got a cubicle warrior sitting ahead of her job.
That's
blessed.
What I'm saying.
I'm not trying to complain.
I'm just saying how I feel.
Exactly. Ooh, so I like that.
I'm just saying how I feel. I'm not complaining. So anyway, she keeps, and now she's asking for more, although she doesn't really explain why.
Okay. Again, swindler. She's like, oh, you know what? There was a second page. I forgot about that. Sounds like sucking like a fucking House representative or somebody saying, oh, you know what? We didn't see the second page of that bill.
My dog ate the second page.
Blew away with the fan. So you just need to bring 700 more dollars or more, 700 more pounds of shit you need to bring.
Later on, he's buying rings. He's like, yeah, I think she's going to expect more. So I guess you got to bring out the real diamonds. None of this TV shit. I was like, uh-oh.
Okay, this salesman at this jewelry store, y'all, when she told him, there's only one like this in the entire world. You get this and that's it. And I said, oh, wow, only one in the whole world. How much is this ring going to be? And she's like, that's 400 pounds.
They're at a Zales. They're at a Zales. That woman doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
I don't know. I don't know what the British version of Zales is.
I don't know. It's not Ben Bridge.
That ring, he's going to find it in a catalog one day.
Yeah, it's going to turn her finger green.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
so catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens!
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And see, I don't think the weirdest thing about him is I think he'll do. There's a part of him that's untrustworthy to me. The kind of like, as long as she doesn't find out about it, it's okay. There's a little bit of that. And people on reality shows don't usually do well with that kind of mentality.
He seems there's a guardedness to him.
Yeah.
That I do like that he said earlier in the scene, he's like, well, if she's doing anything, I'm going to know. I'm really sharp, really sharp.
Yeah.
Cut to, there's only one $400 ring. And you went, oh. And I went, this guy's going to get hosed.
Can we talk about Shane and Mert? I love them.
I think
I'm really worried what's going to happen.
I'm worried too. Well, I just want to say this just ends up being, does he go or not? He's stressed out.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah.
Shane and Mert. I need Shane to be okay. And she is 26, by the way. I need Shane to be okay. I need her to be loved. I need her to be taken care of. And I think Mert thinks he's the person to do it, but God, he just seems so much younger than her.
And smaller.
And smaller. Yes. Yes. They're such a funny, like looking, not funny looking like as people, but just together. It's cute.
Cute.
It is cute.
Later on, she's talking to her mom, and I enjoy how they talk about this. And she's like, she basically says, well, what happens if I come back in a body bag? And the mom's like, well, that would be a pity.
The way they talk about it was so, the mom said, yes, that would be a pity. And then she said, well, you know, people that are LGBT just walk across and they just get killed, hit shot off. And the mom's like, oh, really? Okay.
And she's like, it's fine, though, as long as you're not flaunting it. And then I went, So you're walking around in a wig and full glam.
I think that's her real hair, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because he cut her. Yeah, I think it's her real hair.
But it's not that, it's not to say that she can't pass, but I would say she has a very deep voice for a woman.
Well, like someone, I just won't talk to anyone.
And all it takes is for someone to be in a crowd. Like my fear is someone to be in a crowd and says, "Hey, that's a trans person," and they wouldn't say it that nicely. So that would be my fear too. You know, all it takes is someone to accuse someone of it.
So. Shane says people can get killed in Turkey just being LGBTQ.
Yeah,
we can't validate that. Poodle hasn't fucked his way there yet.
No. I'm sure there are, Istanbul's probably not as much like that. I'm sure some of the cities that like Antalya and the more touristy places are a little bit more lax.
I think Bodrum. Darcy and Stacey wouldn't go where they didn't allow drag queens.
And mom basically says, you're risking your life for him and your love could get you killed. Later on,
her response was when Shane said, I'll do anything for him. And the mom goes, yeah, you're risking your life. Can I get some pink on these toenails, please?
So he's got rose petals on the bed with a... And I said, he is dressed like a hairdresser. Open collar, black. He's so cute to me. And they're at the airport.
Because he looks like he smells like a little bit of cologne and cigarettes to you.
Accurate. No, Shane definitely smells like cigarettes. I love when she'll cough or laugh and it'll be a smoker who's like,
hey. I think I would love to have a pint with Shane. I bet she's a fun time.
If we go back to the UK, we need to look her up because she's a good time. I'm going to tell you that now. So later on, they're at the airport. She's waiting for him. She's like, people love a good stare here. And so that's what I'm a little bit worried about.
Yeah.
And she runs to him. He picks her up, falters a bit because he's tiny.
He's tiny, but he grabs back on and they... Lord lift us up where we... They all do their thing. They kiss.
She goes, you're my chunky baby. And
he loves her chunky. What would you do if a man said, I love your chunky and rubbed your stomach?
Strike him quickly and never speak to him again. You don't touch... you don't do that to me. What would you do?
I don't know. I think I would feel... I mean, I think I would feel a little violated.
I think I should be more body positive, but
I know, but
no one ever better do that to me.
I don't know if I would shriek, but I don't think I'd love it. It would definitely trigger my own shit.
Yeah. Oh, I would slap him in the face and say, "Don't you ever do that again." Anyway, they're going to their hotel, and she says, we have really good sex. So
she's like, real good.
It seems like everything is fine. And she said, we do have two secrets, my gender identity and his orientation altogether, which I don't think his parents are aware of either of those things.
We just his sisters.
And they cannot get married in Turkey. I think they would have to prove with a birth certificate.
But I think, it was confusing. It almost seemed like they could get married in England, but then come back to Turkey. And so it feels like Shane, because we know Shane wants to live in England, full stop. You can tell that she's much, but she's doing a really good job of not just putting that out there for him.
And what she keeps saying is she's like, I just want a nice, safe, happy life for us.
Oh.
And it's just like, when you hear that, it's just such a meager goal, but it's all she wants. It does feel like it so feels like Seymour and Audrey at that moment.
And they kind of look like it, actually. He's so short. He does look like Turkish He looks like Turkish
it's
Rick Moranis.
My hairstyle. He even says, but it's my life. It's not a problem for me. It's my life.
Wow.
Little Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Anyway, he had a necklace. It's a little bit of a Darcy and Kim moment because he's like, I have a present for you. And she's like, oh, and it's a necklace. It's not a ring, but it's a necklace that says Shane and Mert forever.
I need to also point out, this is episode 2. If this was a regular season of 90 Fiancé,
just thinking
the other
this.
Way, this would have taken episodes, 8 episodes to get to.
8. And then what happens to them in episode 3 wouldn't happen till the second to the last episode.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they would be on another season. I really respect authenticity and storytelling here, though.
We were talking with Mary Payne about this. We love the way that this is being edited. So,
yeah.
Louise
and Jose. I need to get something off my chest.
Oh, no.
I finally figured out this woman triggers me for a couple of reasons. I feel like this woman, she has a quality of talking to the camera that seems so, she is 100% humorless.
Her affect is so flat. I've noticed that.
And so I don't know if that is that she's, but even talking about it, there's also a sense of, and look at me, I'm doing this, and I'm not sure I'm doing this, but don't you kind of admire me for it? There's that is a little bit there, and that's what I went, she grates me the wrong way. She grates on me, but she rubs me the wrong way. Yes. And it's hard for me to get really involved in their storyline because I don't sense a lot of vulnerability there. I feel like in real life, she's extremely judgmental of other people.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And she doesn't want anyone. She's like, I know people are looking at me thinking, what is this crazy person doing? And it's okay for us to, we empathize with these silly hearts, you know, who like, I don't know, who go over and they're like, oh, they're just so such romantics. That's not Louise. I think Louise got to some place in her life that was dark.
I wrote actually on season or episode 3, because we're going to talk about that next, so we already watched it. I wrote, one of my notes in that episode was, who hurt her when she was younger?
Yeah, something
would happen.
I think it was also, it may have been happened younger. I think it's more recent or something that echoed, because something made her start talking to this
guy. We don't
know
about her ex.
Who can barely say anything but, I love you, chicken. I have a question.
That's literally all that and good.
Is good. I have a question. I know there's the language barrier, but could Jose have the mind of a 5-year-old?
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That's what I'm trying to figure out is this guy just a man child? I feel like he is.
No.
But then I
being a man child is not really that all the way there. He's like a man 10-year-old.
Yes. Like I was like trying to, because I wanted to be sensitive. I was like, wait, are you just saying this because he doesn't speak English? But there's just the way he says and the way he tries to interact, it just seems like this is so hopeless.
It kind of is like, imagine the movie Big, but it wasn't like a 12-year-old boy. It was a 6-year-old boy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And he's like, hey, wanna, I love you. Like, it's 6-year-old jokes. Like, yes, that's what he does. And when he's like, vroom, vroom, I'm like, how old are you? It bothers me.
It's, you said that so gay. It bothers me. Well, Poodle, that's neither here nor there, because she needs to ask him if he
uses his music with prostitutes?
If he uses his music videos for prostitutes specifically.
I love you, sex workers.
So he picks her up at the airport. He keeps fucking singing that chicken thing. Y'all, if you had a shot for every time he sang it, you'd be more wasted than Poodle gets on a golf course.
That's true. That's one of the reasons I bring it up. It's almost like people who have like a youngish sense of them, yeah, they say jokes like that. But when someone repeats the exact same thing over and over again, it makes me, and also in his testimonials, he literally says nothing.
No, I question his critical thinking, 100%.
And possibly his cognitive skills. Like, it is, I understand, you're working in a different language, but I also thought, could he just be so high on dank Colombian weed the entire time?
Maybe. You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Marcel. Like, at least that energy of this, like, can you, because that was Marcel. He didn't understand the language, but also we very much were like, we don't know. Remember we would say with Anna and Marcel, the fact that he doesn't speak English is the least of their problems.
Yeah. I agree. This guy is a good time and is it's funny. And there is kind of a brightness about him. I just worry that I think she'll get really frustrated with this guy the more time they spend together. And she'll just go, oh, wait a minute. He's actually a 6-year-old.
I mean, he's cute-ish. I think he's cute when he sometimes, like, when I've seen pictures of his hair more in braids where you can kind of see his face and stuff like that a little bit more.
when you can see his face.
His face.
I think he's got a
big Colombian dick.
He does. They all do. I think the hair is his trademark. I would never want him to change it.
Be like me, not being a natural redhead. It's my calling card.
Yeah. Very natural. Says it on the bottle.
It says it on the bottle.
And the way she talks to him makes me feel like one of the reasons she chose him is that she'll always be smarter and always be better than him.
I don't get that from her. I get more of, I kind of wonder, actually, as we're talking, I'm like, wait a minute. What if they're both dumb? Because the way that she talks to him is like she'll talk to him normally. And I'm like, you know he doesn't speak English, and yet you keep talking at him.
No.
Like he should understand it.
I'll tell you why that she's doing that. Number one, she keeps talking. The other thing is she keeps saying things like, I can't do this with my fiance because we don't speak the same language. And she wants to be a victim. I think what you're talking about is having any empathy at all. She doesn't really have it.
Well, intelligence is emotional intelligence. There's something like, I think he's younger, but I both think they're children dating each other.
I'm telling you, this woman is your nightmare coworker who we put on Facebook, we put on social media as per my last email was a person. Michelle said from Blind Day said it was the person who told you your benefits were going to get cut off unemotionally.
I mean, she did say she saw the rose petals on the bed. She's like, oh, how lovely. Well, there's pollen all over the bed.
I find her a joyless pit.
The transition line, though, was great that they wrote for her because she said, I'm having such a good time with Julio, a great time, but I need to speak to him about the prostitutes.
Jose,
I'm sorry. Julio's a different show. It's already happening, y'all. I need to speak. Great time, but I need to speak with him about the prostitutes.
And you know what, though? It's not like I don't hate this woman. She just gets on my nerves because I can't get inside her thought process because she never really does. She's creating some story for us. She's not being vulnerable. It's interesting. It's one that I've watched three episodes and I'm like, why can't I get inside this woman's head? It's just not there.
We didn't announce on any of our 90-day shows of we found out the couple that is Johnny is in the U.S. Or did you talk about it on your shows?
We did not. No, Johnny, yeah. Johnny and Ella. I'm still convinced it's AI.
But y'all, there are pictures, and apparently he is in the U.S., which I'm really hoping that means they're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't want that.
Oh, I need those Western scenes with her and her mom.
I think they thought they would choose a person of size and a bigger woman, and they thought we could root for her, but she was so awful.
Oh, I can't wait. She's just going to cry. Johnny's going to be floundering. Anyway, sorry, that just popped. Gay DD.
Johnny, why would you want to come to wherever, buttfuck North Dakota, Iowa, Idaho to see her?
What did you think about when Luis just called out to Jose and said, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Very slowly. What are you doing? It's good.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Trying to make her a coffee. Coffee.
No, what? No, that was the actual response. Then he said, like, fine. And then this is where I question her intelligence, because she actually didn't say initially, she didn't say, what are you? She does say, like, he just won't understand. She goes, what are you doing? But she finally says the screams at him slowly, and he just says, very good. Very good. And you're doing?
I also think that any other person could make something with this material that he's giving her.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Katie making like funny stuff with this and creating a warmth.
It's a funny.
This woman can't do it.
She's very cold.
And it's weird because I think there's something in there, but I feel like to me, she looks down on him. There's a little bit of that. I don't know what it is. I got to figure it out, because this woman, there's a reason why I just don't hold anything for this woman.
Well, you're not going to figure it out today, because that's the episode. That's all I have.
I need to talk with you. Have you had sex with prostitutes?
Oh, yes. I didn't bring it up because we're going to jump into it on episode 3.
Yes.
There's a lot of them in episode 3. Y'all, and again, if you don't watch this show, seeing them try to talk about prostitutes is one of the funniest fucking things I've seen.
And I believe it took that long. Like, I believe it took that long for him to have a reaction. Because I aged during that.
I did too. I did too. My sty got bigger.
It got its own sty. Your sty got its own sty.
Yeah.
All right, that's the show, anything for you.
Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. You know where to find us. You can go to leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can join if you want to listen to this show with no commercials, ad-free for what, Poodle?
Your pleasure.
Your pleasure. You can go to Reality Gaze Plus. That's available. You can
RG find information on our website.
You can find that on our website and join either via Patreon or Supercast. And are we still at the Bi-Curious poll up, or is that?
It's not up yet. It's my goal to get that up today. We won't vote on it probably. We're not recording it until next week. So probably it'll be up sometime Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to vote in that poll, that is solely just on Supercast and Patreon, Apple subscriptions, which is part of RG Plus. We're not able to do that. So
your choices are the Big D on USA, Swiping America on HBO Max, or Secret Chef on Hulu, which people have still been writing me DMs about.
Now you're telling people what you want them to vote for.
No, I'm not.
If I can't do it, you can't too.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing that other people watched it and had similar reactions.
All right. There you go, y'all. So be sure to join RG Plus if you want to vote on those things. We appreciate y'all. It's good to be back. Thank you for the thank you for a lot of us missing us over vacation. We're happy to do what we do
thank you
here with
hundreds
you.
And hundreds of DMs congratulating hundreds. Me for doing a week without you.
Yeah, so many. all right, everybody. We will see you. And we're going to jump right into episode 3. So we hope to see you there. Until then, we call these people Lonely Hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you are looking for a place where you can get 15 cows, 48 goats, 3 bags of maize, 2 bags of sugar cane, and a mattress, you can call us.
Call us.